Thank you, Pastor. I prepared a little message, not too long, because we have a meeting after, as you know. Boy, there's a lot of people here now. Yeah. Is that working? No. So, Cody, when we go to the pictures, then you'll have to advance them after. The first thing I want to get out of the way is I brought a gift, free gift. I wanted to give it to somebody that really appreciates this kind of gift. No obligation at all. I want to give them that, and I just felt that it ties in actually to what I'm going to talk about, because that's pretty scrawny. I got him a real gift. Now that's a gift right there. Tom showed that he really likes Hershey bars, and he might share that even. My point is, the gift he got right now, there's no obligation, he didn't have to do anything for it. I just, out of my heart, I wanted to give him a gift. God's provided for him this thing that he likes.
You. This is my Sunday evening.
It's a joy. Amen. When we get saved, we have a gift that we were given. And that gift is eternal life. Jesus Christ paid the price that we would have that gift. And I lost my keynote, but I'll bring it up. You can't touch these computers with your fingers when it's doing this thing. John the Baptist spent his whole life preaching the Word of God. And he suffered and in prison, and we know his end was that he got beheaded. The man devoted his whole life to the Word and to Christ. Live in the desert, wandering in the wilderness, baptize our Lord. We are called to tell everybody about Jesus, just like John the Baptist was, and his sacrifice, that what he did for us. So we, as people that got this gift, if we're saved, if we know the Word of God, we know him in our hearts, we should be sharing that. And the Scriptures tells that throughout. I found some pretty neat quotes as I was looking for things to talk about. One of them was from a person named Mary Kay. We all heard of cosmetics. And she had a quote that I thought was kind of something. She said, God doesn't ask your ability or your inability. He asks you only for your availability. And that's true. He wants us to be available to do his job, to do the job of spreading the gospel. Another one, that was Richard Parker. It's another quote. God doesn't call people who are qualified. He calls people who are willing, and then he qualifies them. And I thought, you know, that's another good quote that I want to share. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 26, Jesus, this was given to me. This is a funny thing. I was reading the Scriptures, and on the touch, like I said, these touch phones and that are very touchy. I didn't touch it, though. And I was trying to look up something in chapter 8. And this thing highlighted. It's like, why would that do that? And I don't know even the tie. But I thought, you know, I might as well share it anyway. I'll share this verse. Maybe it'll mean something to somebody here. He replied, you are a little faith. Why are you so afraid? And then he got up and rebuked the wind and the waves. And it was completely calm. And I'm likening that to, you know, the storms in our life and the things that come at us. And, ooh, I don't want to share the gospel because, you know, this person might get angry. Just, you know, don't be afraid to share the gospel. We're not called to be afraid. And maybe that's the only tie-in I can see why the Scripture came to me. In the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 15, he said to them, go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. So that's a pretty direct word from Jesus Christ himself. In the Psalms, chapter 96, verse 3. Oh, what's up? That's cool. It's not coming up on here. I didn't, oh, there it is. I didn't open it up. In the Psalms, declare his glory amongst the nations, his marvelous deeds among all people. Now that's David talking about sharing God with people. All nations. He didn't say just to the Israel people. He said all nations. In Acts chapter 13, verse 47, for this is what the Lord has commanded us. I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth. Once again, we're supposed to be lights. We're supposed to be a people that are God's people, should be lights to everybody. And we should be sharing. And you know, it's kind of funny in conversation. Sometimes I'll talk to people and I'll say, you know, and just in conversation. I don't know these people a lot of times. But just say, oh, I'm going to be singing at church next week. And sometimes this person, where do you go to church? That opens up a door. And now you can talk to them where you go to church. And then sometimes it'll go nowhere. Or sometimes they'll ask further questions. Well, what do you believe there? What kind of a church is it? They'll ask you questions. These are the ways that we can be missions in our own local area, in our own self, and you know, amongst relatives, friends, neighbors, anybody. There's always a way that can be an opening. And God does it. You know, we don't have to do it on our own power. We just mentioned something, and all of a sudden, we were, me and Paul were at a restaurant one time down in St. Clair and talked to a waitress, and I told her, oh, yeah, let's sing at the nursing home. Oh, what kind of church you come from? And it led into quite a conversation with this girl. And, you know, a little bit about Christ and what Christ is. And I don't know if that was we maybe were putting the seed down. We need to be seeding. We need to be doing that. We need to throw those seeds down. We're called to spread the gospel. We don't always get to reap the harvest of the seed, but we're putting seeds down. And everybody we touch. What verse am I on now? Luke. Repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations. Again, we're being told to preach to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Well, I'm not in Jerusalem now. I'm right here. But this is back in that day. Once again, Jesus is telling them to preach the gospel. It's just verse after verse after verse we could find. In Acts 1, verse 8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes onto you, which we as believers do, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. That's the key part, the ends of the earth. This is America. We're in the ends of the earth right here. You know, this is our end. And we're supposed to be preaching the gospel here. And the one verse that comes up when you put missions in any Bible search in Google or DuckDuckGo or whatever app that browser you use, this verse comes up, Matthew 28. Verse 19 and 20. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. And that's a promise that we get. We don't need to be afraid. Like I said, we don't have to be fearful of sharing the gospel. Matter of fact, we're called to do the opposite. Be fearless, you know? When God is with you, who could be against you? You're protected. We have our God. So there's no reason for us to not ever share the gospel. If we have the opportunity, we ought to do it, you know? And it's just, to me, it's just a wonderful thing to see people. We go to a place called Corrigan House. I'm going to show that slide. But these people, we share the gospel with them, and they listen. And we can't always tell if everything's registered. They're not Alzheimer's or anything, but they're, you know, they have their own special needs there. But our audience there at that home grows. Now, we had, like, 16 people last time we were there. And they, the Spirit, sometimes when you're talking, words are put in your mouth from the Spirit. And it always amazes me. I pray beforehand when I start to give a message, and God gives me the words. He gives me the scriptures and the right words and the right passages right at that moment. And that's I didn't plan this, but it's there. I've been already approached by, who qualifies you to be preaching? You get challenged with these people, but God always gives me the answer. I don't have to be fearful. I don't have to be afraid. I don't have no need to worry because he's with me. I never went to Bible school. I never went to college. I don't have no seminary knowledge. I'm just a common, ordinary man. But that's who God calls. He calls us common people to do the work and to be in the mission field and preach the gospel. So to me, it's a privilege to be here. And Mary, nice to see you visiting. I welcome you. I'm sorry you didn't get Tom as a preacher today, but it's just the way God's providence was to have me up here. But our church supports a lot of missions. We have several foreign missions, and we're going to show you some slides of that. Like I said, I didn't want to go long, but if there's anyone here that does not know our Lord Jesus Christ, there's no reason you can't come to myself or Tom or Rusty or even some of the ladies here that will be glad to share the gospel with you and lead you to Christ in prayer so that you would have that relationship with him that we all need for joy. That's where the true joy comes from, knowing Christ. We have the joy. The Spirit comes in you, and that joy is there. It's a wonderful thing. So anyway, I'm going to go to the slides now, and I think we're going to start with the foreign missions, right? I can't get this thing to work. Colombia, Jamie. This girl, Jamie, the one in the green shirt. Oh, we even have the words. They're in front of a new church. Jamie, Peter, Marissa, Heidi, dog is Max, I take it. But she was in an accident not too long ago. She was in a motorcycle accident in Colombia, but she's recovered very well. We prayed for her, and we're thankful for that. And here she is with a bunch of little ones in Colombia. I think that kid has a cool haircut. I don't know what that is, but that's quite the haircut right there. And Jader, this is a little boy at Thursday Bible study. And there's Jamie again with some little children. Look at that little one with the red shorts. How cute. And the one on the trapeze back there. But God bless her for sharing the gospel with all these people down there in Colombia. There's more pictures. Teaching kids games at the Vacation Bible School. And sharing with Juan David. Don't know what she's sharing. There's an overlook of where this church is. It's just a pretty big area when you look at it. There's a lot of buildings there. And actually, it's better looking when you look at it on a computer because the colors are more condensed. It's very colorful, the buildings. Teaching kids at Bible school. And Monday night Bible study. And they have some older kids there, too. And first youth group and the new church plant. So I'm showing you these pictures so we know, we support these places. And I want you just to have an idea of what they're doing and the people they're ministering to down there in Colombia. Boy, they all have nice shirts on that match. I don't know what they say. Marissa and I editing in Peru. I don't know. And that was a Merry Christmas with her doggy Max. She loves her doggie. And now we're going to go to Tom and Arlene Richmond. They were here visiting with us in the summer, right? Late summer, maybe?
Yep.
Yeah, they were here.
And Jamie was here, too.
And Jamie was here, too, yeah. She had a stand in the back here. Wow. And this is in Guatemala. And when they were here with us, Tom and Arlene, they shared with us the need is very great in Guatemala. Super, super poor country, and they really need help. As a matter of fact, there were some severe earthquakes there, volcano explosions, eruptions, and there was a whole village basically got destroyed, and a lot of people were buried alive. And we didn't see anything here in America about it. There was nothing in the press about it. But they were ministering to those people, and if me and the other elders will get together and see if we can do a little bit more to help them down there, because there's a need there that's pretty severe. But this is Christmas. They go to the villages and they share the gospel and they give out things to them because they have nothing. They don't even have clean water. So the biggest thing is there is that they get these filters that they make. They're homemade filters that kind of purify the water because the water is horrible there. And so they make these homemade filters. And that's pretty desperate, sitting on cardboard. In the dump, one of the big ministries they have is right in the dump. And that's where people actually live, in the dump in Guatemala. And it makes your heart just cry to see these people living in the dump. And when the garbage trucks come from the city to dump their garbage, they run over and they're scouring through it to see if they can find anything just to get a couple of pesos to buy something. I mean, that's how desperately poor these people are. And it's about 130 degrees there, too, I was told. So it's really hot. So, now that's a real treat to get some bananas. Are they bananas or plantains? I don't know. I can't tell the difference. But, yeah, that's the dump right there, I guess. It's burning. It's a little view of it. It's pathetic. Now we're with Sarah, with Romania, and Firm Foundations with the little babies. And what a disgrace it is here in this country where we're destroying babies that are born. And just, we found that in the news this past week, and distressing. So Sarah does is they actually go in these orphanages, and they minister to these little babies. These babies don't even get human touch. And the saddest part is Romania will not allow us to adopt these children. They must stay in the country for whatever reason. They have laws. So these children, they'd rather them just lay there with no parent than let us adopt them. So what she does is she goes over and they give them some personal touching and you know, some human contact, because they it's just horrible. These kids don't even get to have any attention at all. And looks like they get winter there too. Yeah. So these kids, once again, I don't know who all these kids are, but it just gives us a vision of who the people are that they minister to and some of the neat things they get to do. There's Sarah and holding the little babies. Really neat that these kids get to have some interaction with the adults. It's a blessing for them. And I believe all those kids were from the orphanage. So it's really, really sad. Now we're Les and Yvonne.
We didn't have any photos for us.
Oh, we didn't get any? Okay. All right. Yeah, we were trying to get actually they sent a video, but we were unable to get that video translated so that we can share it, so. The local ministries local missions that we support also is like the homeless shelter that Karen Ismore is very involved with. Don't have any pictures from that. I don't know if we're allowed to take pictures. A lot of times they don't allow you to take pictures of people. I guess if you get special permission. Oh, right, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. All right, well. Really? Wow. So once again, right there, with Karen sharing is there's a need. So maybe if somebody here in this room has, you know, the ability to help with that need, you know, that these people would get some sort of interaction with the gospel. And it's just I know you feed them, right, at the homeless shelter. You go like every month, once a month. And yeah. And then we have the pregnancy center, and we have pictures from them, or no? No, no pictures. Well, Sandy, you know, Sandy's very involved with the pregnancy center, and what that does is helps all the local people here. It's up in West Hazleton, the office, and I actually taught a cooking class there back in June, and we made my famous chili, and I showed them how to make it, and everybody enjoyed it. And it's just a little thing that I was able to do that they asked me to do, and I said, yeah, I'll do it. And these are the things that we can do. Sometimes you just get, and you're involved with the pregnancy center too, right, Kathy? Kathy's there, and she helps them, and Phil Ann does. And so, you know, we have people in our church that are involved and help with these missions. And there's a lot of need in Hazleton. We never had one in Hazleton until recently. And God's been, I think, blessing that mission very much. Then we have the Christian School, Emmanuel Christian School. And that's a local school on Locust Street that teaches the kids and does not undermine the parents what they believe, and they don't undermine the Christian values that people have. They don't necessarily teach religion there, but it's a Bible-based school where they're going to do things in a godly manner, the way they deal with things. And in the past, Tom taught classes there, and I know Lisa, yeah, sorry. Sometimes, you know, when you get old, you start getting blanks, you know. You know, I know her face, I know who she is, but she's connected to Scott. It's his wife. So it's a shame how we sometimes our minds don't think. I'm always afraid of that happening when I'm teaching or something. It's like, oh, okay, I'm going to forget. But anyway, yeah, it's a great ministry once again for us to help support that school, because they don't get any public funding. I don't believe anything comes from the public. They have a little store over there, so if you ever have anything that you want to discard, you take it over to the store, and they turn that into cash that goes into the school. So, you know, when you do a yard sale or something and you want to get rid of stuff, take it there, you know, if you don't want to be bothered with a yard sale. And if you want a tax deduction, they'll give you a paper and you can fill it out and even take the deduction, you know, for it on your taxes. But it's a big help to them, because that's one of their sources of funding, is that school, the school store, we call it. And a lot of local people go shopping there for clothes. You know, there's a lot of clothes there, a lot of children's clothes and things, items that people need that can't afford. So it's a blessing in two ways. It's helping the school, and it's also helping the local people. Then we support Family Life Radio, right? And that's a radio station that we all get to hear. It's, what's the frequency, Patty? 91.5. And that's, I need a drink of water. 91.5. So that's a radio station that proclaims the gospel and has a lot of good programming and music. Sometimes they even have my music on there, Southern gospel music. So I'm pretty happy for having that radio station. And we have Helping Hands, which the deacons, Jerry and Nat, oversee that. Jerry and John and the deacons here oversee the Helping Hands and help people on a local level with whatever the needs are. And they actually handle that, whatever there's something that's needed. So you're aware that we do have that. And the nursing home I mentioned, I think there were some pictures with that. There's a picture of, yeah, we took a picture, a video. And these are all the people we helped there. This was after the thing. She's not running away from me. This is after. Everything was done, so they were able to leave, but a lot of them just sat there. You know, they really enjoyed the time with us there, and it's amazing. And there's our Diane. She helps us with that. That's the lady who told me I'm not qualified for anything. But she comes, and she listens. And then she always asks me, like every time we go, every month she asks me, well, does your church believe in worshiping Mary? And I always give her an answer. And finally now I just say, well, now I told you, you should remember, I told you last, oh. And she just, that stops her now. I don't have to keep explaining anymore because I just tell her, you're not remembering, you know? So it's kind of funny. But God bless them, though. A lot of them, they all have special needs. They're not quite nursing home, but they're almost, some of them are almost at that point where they would need to go to nursing home. The physical disability sets it. But most of these people have just issues with, they just don't have the finances to make it on their own. And maybe not the wherewithal to know how to handle their money or whatever. So this is a home that takes care of them. But my sister's in a home, and that's what got me involved with that. Saw the need, and God just says, okay, there's a need here. And you know what you can do. You know you can go and you can minister and give them the gospel, and there's no reason for you not to. So we go there every fourth Sunday. And we go to Fritzinger Town every fourth Sunday. So we do one home, and then we go from there. We go right to the other home. And a lot of times Diane and Phil Ann will join us, and sometimes even John and different ones have joined us in the past. And it's quite a blessing. It can be depressing, like my brother Cody said, you know, but God blesses us, I believe, you know. And I think we get more out of it than they do sometimes, you know. It's just the blessing. So I want to share all that for today. I'm just so thankful for what God has done. And our church is very, it's probably one of the more active churches in the community. So thankful for that. I'm going to close this in prayer. Thank God. Father, we just come before you, Lord, with hearts, Lord, that are thankful for the blessings that you've given us, and ask you, Lord, that we would take your words, the scripture verses that we just read through, and we would take them to heart and look and examine ourselves if we can help in any way. Lord, also, if there's anyone here that doesn't know you, we ask, Father, that your spirit would move within them and that they would be drawn to you, and they would ask questions and they would seek you, Lord. And we ask you, Lord, to just bless everyone here now. Pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen.